hungry.
Happy cooking and smacznego, my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
That's right. Anna from Polish Your Kitchen is back to talk about all how you can Polishify. Something like that. Your Super Bowl snacks.
Polify.
That's the word I was looking for. But before we get to that, we also asked you, what are some other snacks in addition to the pizza and the wings and the chips that you recommend for sporting events? What do we got?
Yeah, and we have a few answers here. So Tomek says ribs, salad, and appetizers. Ooh.
Ribs. Oh, my goodness.
He's going like the full 5 miles. He's doing everything.
That's a Super Bowl party I want to be at.
Yeah, Tomek. Oh my gosh, sounds delicious. And then Przemo, because I joked about the kabanosis, says, you know, on proponuje kabanosis sokołowa. I pozdrawiam nas.
Do we know? What does that mean exactly?
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's like, I think that's a brand, but we'll have to check it out, Przemo. We'll have to check it out.
Exciting stuff. If there's something you particularly love during sporting events to eat or drink, send that our way. I'm kind of putting together a grocery list as I'm working.
Too.
This is actually why we did this. Yeah, it's why we're asking you.
We need groceries.
Well, let's go over to Anna here because she is sort of obviously a very good chef and knows about all these different kinds of ways that you can really take your Super Bowl snacks and food up the game a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
And you know what? I would even say for other sporting events as well. Once you master this for the Super Bowl, you can use it for others as well.
That's right. So let's hear from her on what is her number one favorite thing during sporting events.
So top number one would be spiced beer, in Polish called grzaniec. And this is a beer that you heat up and you add spices and honey to it. So to make this, you need some spices like cloves and cinnamon, and it's actually similar to making mulled wine. So cloves, honey, cinnamon, and some orange juice, or even maybe some orange zest. But it's delicious, and it's sweet and bubbly, and it'll warm you through and through in this cold weather.
This is exactly why I love Anna. She started with the drinks first. Now, this is something I wouldn't think about having during a sporting event. You know, people typically gravitate towards, like, you know, the regular cold beers. But this changes the game.
Yeah, this sounds delicious. Because, you know, we both mentioned this before. We love grzaniec, like the mulled wine. But I don't think either of us have tried grzaniec with piwo, with beer.
No, we haven't. And we really like the mulled wine. So I think we have to give this a shot. And
yeah,
she just accurately described everything that we need to do to get the perfect cup of grzaniec. There it is.
Yeah.
And she's going to be talking food as well, so don't go anywhere. More on that coming right up.
Feeling hungry?
Happy cooking and smacznego, my hungry friends.
Let's eat.
What to eat during the big game this Sunday? That is the question. We have Anna from Polish Your Kitchen here, and she is helping us add a little hint of Poland into the classic pizza, wings, chips, all that mumbo jumbo
that
they typically
stuff.
See.
Yeah, and I guess we're also going to have to add sokołów kabanosy, because we just got a lot of texts, actually, after Przemo mentioned those kabanosy. We got a lot more texts saying, yep, those are the best. So if you're looking for kabanosy on game day, those are the ones.
I've already added those into my grocery list, and I'll be making a stop later today to pick all of that up. Thank you, everyone, for sending in those texts. So we heard from Anna a few minutes ago about grzaniec, sort of like a mulled beer, essentially.
Yeah.
Like a warmer beer, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. Definitely want to be making some of that this Sunday. But let's go back to the snacks, the stuff we can eat. Let's find her number two most preferred food to snack on.
Number two, I would say, is the deviled eggs. And I have a recipe for 4 different types of deviled eggs. Who doesn't love deviled eggs? Deviled eggs are always the first ones to go at a party.
They are. I always go for them first so that I don't miss out.
Yeah, because they're gone in no time.
100% agree.
Tasty.
Deviled eggs are so easy to eat. I mean, it's almost like a chip in a sense. You just kind of pick it up and you just pop it in your mouth and you're good to go.
And more protein. And you can argue it's a little healthier, right? It's a little bit healthier.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. And the best part about it is that she kind of mentioned it, is that Anna has 4 different recipes, 4 different kinds of deviled eggs that you can be trying and you can make for the big game this Sunday. To find out that entire list of the deviled eggs, as well as other things that she recommends, including lasagnas. She also has a couple other surprises in there. You need to head over to polishyourkitchen.com. If you just key search Super Bowl, I'm sure that blog will pop up with all the different kind of lists and foods and drinks that she recommends.
Sounds delicious. Deviled eggs, huh? I'll have to look that up. What about you, Peter? What do you like for these types of things?
Ooh, putting me on the spot here. I'm going to have to say that the greasier, the better. So you have no excuse for your Super Bowl party or get together not to taste great. Head over one more time again to polishyourkitchen.com.